Welcome to Give Him the Boot. It's Linda Bull here. I'm back from my sickness-induced hiatus from last week. I hope everyone else is keeping well and staying away from the nasty chest cold that I seem to have obtained. So that was just a track from Felipe Gambetta's album Priagoyea called La Lumaca Equilibrista. And that's my title track for my show, and I love it every week. It's a good way to start the show. So as you well know, we're doing a funding drive here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and it's going to be going on until the 24th of November, 24 hours a day. We've got people answering the phones between 10 and 8, and if you'd like to donate, we would be most gracious to accept your donation. The pledge phone numbers are 604-822-8648 or 1242, the last four numbers. And please feel free to call in, and if you've got any questions about what, you know, amazing gifts you might get. There are some incredible things. I mean, I've given money to different radio stations before, and I've never seen the type of prizes that you can get here at CITR. So not that, you know, having to get a prize should be a reason for donating, because definitely CITR does an amazing job. I mean, the type of music that you'll be listening to on this station for almost 25 years now is not going to be heard on many other stations, that's for sure, including the type of things you're going to be hearing on my show. It's fairly eccentric, I guess, in a way. Italian folk music, all sorts of variants of that. And I'm hoping that I can enlighten your minds a little in the Italian music genre. Hope you enjoy the show. Okay, well, we're going to be going until about 2 o'clock today, and we're going to have a little bit of music, and we'll come back in a moment and talk a little bit more about the funding drive. So I'm going to play some music from a brand new CD that I received recently from CNI in Italy. It's a singer-songwriter by the name of Luca De Nuzzo. And his album, a self-titled album, released at the end of last year. He won the Fabrizio De André Prize in 2004, which is a prize for original singer-songwriters that was put together by the Foundation for Fabrizio De André, fantastic Italian singer-songwriter who unfortunately passed away prematurely in 1999. And the Foundation for Fabrizio De André, I believe, gives this prize out, has done so for a number of years. And it was awarded to this singer from Puglia. And he's actually from a town called San Severo. He sings in the dialetto Sanseverese. And really, when I heard this, I didn't know what to expect, but I definitely could hear the influence of Fabrizio De André. And he has an amazing sound, a really interesting album of original songs, and I think it's a beautiful tribute to Fabrizio's work. So we're going to start with the track Vole l'altalena in autunno.
Bussa forte fino in cielo, bussa tutte mattina, da quest'aria senza cante di bucella, bussa bussa ste corde in tracce di chistella, come se acqua e fuoco scessero alla tiuna, bussa da fino a me, chiudo l'occhio e vola, vola all'autunno sopra questa altalena. Spizzo color scuro d'un'arva la nuda, fui a cadere dai vela da fortuna, fui a fu senza vedere nessuna chiara da luna, fui come fui l'intelligenza d'uno starnuta, vossa da fino a me, fatta vossa e vola, vola all'autunno sopra questa altalena. L'ora che ce ne va, l'ora che va,
Dore că prima dopă tână trua, dore că tână ceca, ce bă vede ne bigia, i se da posă la fa, ula. Vivo vino quando è rosso, che ti porta sangue nuovo, bracci voglio fino a quando la finì, pura se chiova metallo fredda come un dolore, trovo sputo tutto un nostro da scrivere, bussa da fino a me, bussa da fino a morire, ora l'autunno sopra questa altanera. E quando si arriva da fondo, fondo se mi chiudere tanta manà, spegne tombette tutte frutte che un maturo quando vedo mondo, che chi un nente da raccontare, tazze e cucchieri e una vecchia decedura, mossa da fine a me, sbatta da un bacio ai muri, vola l'alta dell'autunno, vola, vola, mossa da fine a me, spacca tutti i muri, come se volesse capare. D'ora che ce ne vedo, d'ora che va, d'ora che a tutti costa tanta tua, d'ora che tanna c'è che tu ne capi dove va, gli se fa solo bua, d'ora che tanna c'è fa e c'è papà dente, minchia, canta così, la 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 la.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take one.
CITR's very first funding drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first fun drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR funding drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
All right, there. You get an idea about what the funding drive is about. So, in fact, we do need to raise some funds for some upgrading and capital restoration to the station. And, of course, this can only increase CITR's excellence in broadcasting. I know a little bit of work needs to be done here in the booth. And, these CD players, and I know we recently got a new CD player. They're an expensive item, and they get used a hell of a lot. all year by, you know, over 120 DJs. Programming pretty much, you know, happens around the clock here 7 days a week. So if you want to continue to hear some great programming and give the DJs here and the staff, you know, the best possible opportunity to promote local music and music that's a little bit out of the realm of the commercial radio stations, then give us a phone call here into the pledge line, and you can donate some money to us and make yourself feel good and help us out. And not only that, but you'll get lots of great prizes, lots of incentives to donate. Just for instance, if you donate as little as $25, you get one friends card and one CD of your choice. And the friends card is a great thing. I got one myself a few weeks ago. They don't cost very much, even if you want to just buy one normally, but for a $25 donation, you get one, and you get to have discounts at lots of great shops and cafes and bars around town, including, I believe, Slickety Jim's, and where else did I see something recently? Oh, I can't remember quite offhand, but there's a few different record shops, a lot of stuff on Main Street, some things in the local area. So it's a really great idea to donate some money. $45 donation will get you one of those cards and two CDs. $60 will get you two friends cards, so you can have one for yourself and one for someone else. Three CDs and a CITR t-shirt, which is an amazing deal. I mean, try to get a CITR t-shirt yourself. I think $60 is worth it. If you donate $101.90, which is a great number, the number of the station, you get two friends cards, five CDs, a CITR shirt, and a limited edition shirt. For $150, you get even more, and there's more donations. So any donation amount is good for us. So give us a call here, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. And tell us, you know, what you'd like to donate, and give us your details, and we'd be happy. You can pay by credit card. You can also go online, and that might be easier for you if you're internet savvy. And you can go on to citr.ca/donate.php. So we're hoping to reach our funding drive goal of $40,000 over the next couple of weeks. So if you feel like donating, maybe today or another day, then feel free to do so. That'd be great. Ok, allora, per quelli che sono di lingua italiana, volevo dire che oggi abbiamo programmato un po' di musica italiana, di cantautori italiani. Abbiamo appena sentito un brano di Luca De Nuzzo, che è un cantautore pugliese che ha vinto il premio Fabrizio De André nel 2004. Lui scrive i suoi pezzi in dialetto sansevarese. E dice lui, con l'intenzione di maggiorare e stimolare l'interesse reciproco tra le diverse tradizioni e culture italiane. Usa il dialetto per raccontare storie anche fuori dai tipici canoni popolari. Il suo progetto nasce anche dall'ascolto di autori francesi molto vicini per il loro canto alla fonetica del suo dialetto. Molto interessante che dice che il francese assomiglia tanto al suo dialetto sansevarese. Io sono stata in Puglia, a Bari, ma non conosco molto bene i dialetti di quella zona, però credo che siano molto interessanti, come tutti i dialetti italiani. Allora, quindi dopo l'ascolto di Luca De Nuzzo, vorrei proporre invece un brano di Fabrizio De André, che è il cantautore, forse uno dei cantautori più famosi italiani, scomparso purtroppo nel 1999, non aveva ancora 60 anni. Era un vero peccato per il mondo della musica italiana. Comunque lui vive ancora nei nostri cuori, e qui vorrei proporre un brano dal disco In Concerto del 1998, si chiama La Città Vecchia.
Nei quartieri dove il sole del Pontio non dà i suoi raggi, ha già troppi impegni per scaldare la gente d'altri paraggi. Una bimba canta la canzone antica della donnaccia, quel che ancora non sai tu lo imparerai solo tra le mie braccia. E se alla sua età lei difetterà la competenza, presto affinerà le capacità con l'esperienza. Dove sono andati i tempi d'una volta,
per giunone, quando ci voleva per fare il mestiere anche un po' di vocazione. Una gamba qua, una gamba là, gonfi di vino, quattro pensionati mezzo avvelenati al tavolino. Li troverai là col tempo che fa, estate e inverno, a stratracannare, a stramaledire le donne, il tempo ed il governo. Loro cercano là la felicità dentro un bicchiere, per dimenticare d'essere stati presi per il sedere. Ci sarà allegria anche in agonia, col vino forte, porter sul viso l'ombra di un sorriso, tra le braccia dell'amore. Vecchio professore, cosa vai cercando in quel portone? Forse quella che sola ti può dare una lezione. Quella che di giorno chiami con disprezzo, pubblica moglie. Quella che di notte stabilisce il prezzo alle tue voglie. Tu la cercherai, tu la invocherai, più di una notte. Ti alzerai disfatto rimandando tutto al 27. Quando incasserai te la fiderai, mezza pensione, 10.000 lire per sentirti dire micio bello e bamboccione. Se ti inoltrerai lungo le calate dei vecchi moli, in quell'aria spessa carica di sale gonfia di odore, lì ci troverai i ladri, gli assassini e il tipo strano, quello che ha venduto per 3.000 lire sua madre a un mano. Se tu penserai, se giudicherai da buon borghese, li condannerai a 5.000 anni più le spese. Ma se capirai, se ricercherai fino in fondo, se non sono gigli, son pur sempre figli, vittime di questo mondo.
Allora, Fabrizio De André, grande cantautore genovese, che è uno dei miei preferiti, devo dire. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that you're listening here to Give 'Em the Boot. It's a folk music show of Italian music, and my aim is to bring a selection of Italian music from, you know, corners of Italy that you may not have heard from before. And Italian music is sort of gets a bit of a bad rap, I think, sometimes. People have this idea of sort of Europop, and there's definitely a lot of, you know, pretty cheesy Italian pop music. There's some good stuff too, but there's a lot of really intensely wonderful folk music, and it derives from the folk traditions of each of the different regions of Italy, which are as diverse as any country pretty much anywhere in the world. It's one of the most incredible things that I am always stunned by, is the diversity of Italian language, of dialects, and of musical and cultural traditions. And I've traveled pretty much the length and breadth of Italy. I've been to most of the 20 regions, and one of my personal favorites is Sardinia, or Sardegna, as they say in Italy, or Sardinia in Sardinian. And Sardinia actually has its own language and has a couple of different dialects of that language. And there's a bit of a tie-in here with Fabrizio De André. He actually is from Genoa and grew up there. He married a woman, his second wife, Dori Ghezzi, was a folk singer from the area around Milan. They made a decision in the 70s that they'd go and live in Sardinia. And quite unfortunate thing happened to them. They were kidnapped for 4 months, and they were kept in the very bleak and difficult to find caverns and caves of the Aspromonte region on the east coast, sort of on the inland east coast. And him and his life is just it's a novel. Definitely you could write a story about it. I mean, love lost and refound, struggle to find himself as a musician after studying law, being kidnapped, and, you know, there's so much exciting stuff's happened in his life. And unfortunately, you know, he did pass away in his late 50s prematurely from illness. And his wife, Dori, still remains a stalwart of the folk scene and really pushes Fabrizio D'Andrea's memory, which is really great. Excuse me, still recovering from a bit of a cough. So, yeah, I wanted to play a little bit also of the Sardinian side of Fabrizio D'Andrea's music. A number of his albums he's actually recorded either in the Sardinian language or he's written songs about Sardinia. And I'm going to play in a little while a nice track called Monti di Mola, which he actually recorded in the Sardinian dialect and one of the Sardinian dialects. And it's a great example of the mix of his traditional music and that of Sardinia. Before that, though, we will listen to another Luca De Nuzzo piece, Nona Estrella, which talks about the Le Madri de Plaza di Maggio, La Piazza di Maggio, which is about the Argentinian student revolts and the awful things that happened there to many young men who disappeared in the 70s in Argentina. And I want to just remind everybody that CITR is having a funding drive for the next couple of weeks. We're going to go for the next couple of weeks till 24th of November. We are trying to raise money for lots of great causes, and one of the things that we really need to do is to renovate Studio B and the newsroom, which are two very important production facilities here at the studio. Studio B needs a few things. It needs a computer, some digital editing suite, which is quite expensive, a new console, turntables, sound installation, and CD, mini disc, and tape players. As well, the newsroom requires three new digital editing stations, which, as you can imagine, are quite expensive, and we do need some technical support also to install those and to keep them running. So if you are interested in helping CITR keep up the great work in producing wonderful programs of music that you may not hear on any other station, such as this one, and such as many other great shows like shows in French and shows in the Spanish language and in Amharic, the Ethiopian language. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening here at CITR that you're not going to hear on any commercial radio station. And the contact for donating is to call us here. We've got people manning the phone lines on 604-822-8648 or on 822-1242. Or if you're one of those people who likes to do things online, because sometimes it's easier to do it that way, feel free to go to CITR's brand spanking new website, which is it's a real joy to look at. It's great. CITR.ca/donate.php. So if you'd like to check out what you can get also from donating, there's a bunch of great prizes, including friends cards, free CDs, CITR t-shirts, and also limited edition t-shirts or hoodies. Excuse me. And all the donors also have a chance to enter into a daily draw on the day that they pledge. So if you're into maybe winning some concert tickets or gift certificates to video music stores or maybe some artwork, or there's lots of other giveaways too. So just make sure you give us a phone call on 604-822-8648 or go to the website citr.ca/donate.php. Okay, I'm going to continue now with another track from Luca De Nuzzo, Nona Estella.
Capitana Stitz, liberato dal governo Alfonsin per l'uccisione di chi ha gridato mio figlio in questa piazza. Azucena via Flor de Vincenti moriva per aver ceduto coraggio alle altre madri. I maristi soli assaggiavano quell'oscuro dolore fra le glorie dei mondiali, che viva il mondiale del Monsignor Plaza deputato a sedurre occhi più ignari. Risate sguaiate ed un orgoglio estenuato per gli insulti d'un medico sgarbato. Su di un letto di metallo freddo tua madre, mia figlia ti lasciava al suo assassino.
riservato il biglietto con piedi di cemento costruiti dal primo aguzzino per il volo che offriva nel volo la vergogna al mare per ogni canto ingoiato. Ma chi è? Eppure si mostrava come un vero dottore. E dov'è la ragione che potrà farmi dire vengo con te? Questo sogno d'averti trovato già dipinge i tuoi occhi a guardarmi come fossi una lama, le mie dita stramangiate che cercano il momento per toccare la tua aria di piuma. Sarà bello ritrovare il coraggio di tuo padre che vive stordito sul tuo viso. Nel rancore che potrà infiammare cercherò il nascondiglio del tuo sorriso. Piace lunga le lingue che lo portavano per mano, allentano la stretta dal collo, calda e tenue stella non si arrende a far scorgere ogni cosa nel suo risveglio. Si mostrava come un vero tutore. E qual è la ragione che mi sospinge a dire vengo con te? Da gridare a chi nasconde gli orrori con grazia, nessun oralgo sarà.
Starting November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM begins its first funding drive. What this means is you, the listener, can donate to improve CITR's quality. But that's not all. Your donation gets you loads of CITR swag.
A $25 donation gets you one friends card and one CD. $45 donations gets you two friends cards and two CDs. A $60 donation gets you one friends card, two CDs, and one T-shirt. For those of you highfalutin CITR listeners, a $101.90 donation gets you two friends cards, three CDs, one CITR shirt, and one limited edition CITR shirt designed by local indie artists Danny Vashon and Andy Dixon. A $150 donation gets you two friends cards, five CDs, one CITR shirt or bag, and one limited edition T-shirt. And a $250 donation gets you two friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirts or bags, and two limited edition CITR T-shirts.
So please tune in to CITR 101.9 FM's very first fun drive, starting Friday, November 10th to the 24th.
A real hood wouldn't be that pretty. I ain't here for no problems. The baby less biting and more sloppy.
All right, you heard it there from CITR about the fund drive we're on right now. So please give us a call, 604-822-8648, or if you'd like to pay online with your credit card, you can do so because we have the amazing capacity to do that on the brand new website, citr.ca/donate.php. Now, I would like to also mention that one of the great new things on the website is the podcast service, and I'm not sure if you've been to the new website. If you haven't, make sure you do. You can listen to my show and to many other shows. Hopefully sometime soon all of our shows will be offering podcasts by going to the CITR.ca website, and you click through the front page, which has the info about the funding drive. You come onto the home page of the website, and on the left-hand side there's a column, podcasts. Click on that podcast link, and you'll be presented with a bunch of the different shows in the genres. Given the Boot, which is the show you're listening to right now on Italian folk music, that is in the world genre, and you can click on that link and you'll be you come up with a whole list of all of the shows that I have done on podcast. There's about four now, I think. So if you're ever interested, you're bored, you know, you want to hear my voice, you want to listen to a bit of folk music, then anytime you want, you can go on there and listen to that. Or maybe you just weren't around between 1 and 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, you missed the show and you want to have a listen to it later. So you can listen to it online, and you can do so with lots of other shows. I know Steve Edge, Saturday Edge on Folk, has some podcasts up there. He's one of the troopers of the podcast. He started right in the first week, and he has a four-hour show on Saturdays between 8 and noon. So it's a good idea. Sometimes you can't always listen to that live, so you can go later on and listen to snippets of it. And also Val Cormier has Folk Oasis. There's a couple of podcasts of hers as well. So one of the reasons we're also asking, you know, people to donate to CITR is that the podcast, actually, the podcasting service does cost a lot, and we've just launched it recently. And as the demand is also increasing, the need to purchase station needs to purchase more powerful server and bandwidth if the service is to stay running as well as it should. So one of the great new options for CITR, listening to podcasts, we want to keep it going. So if you feel like you've got an extra, you know, as little as an extra $25, you can donate, give us a call, and we'd be happy to answer the phone, or you can do it online, as I said before. So that number again, 604-822-8648. Okay. Ehi, allora vorrei continuare oggi con un'altra canzone di Fabrizio De André, dal suo disco del 1990, Le Nuvole. Questo brano si chiama Monti di Mola ed è un brano fatto nella lingua sarda. Come tanti di voi sapete, Fabrizio De André era un amante della terra di Sardegna, ci ha vissuto un po' con sua moglie Dori Ghezzi. È stato anche rapito dai banditi negli anni 70 e sequestrato per 4 mesi nell'Aspromonte. Però tutte e due stavano assolutamente, completamente, non sono stati toccati per niente, stavano benissimo. Fabrizio De André era molto calmo, diceva che non era arrabbiato neanche dal fatto di essere sequestrato, che è una cosa molto interessante. Comunque lui era una persona molto particolare, aveva un grande cuore, era un musicista del più alto livello, e ci manca tantissimo. Allora vorrei proporre questo brano, Monti di Mola, di Fabrizio De André.
Damn it. quasi suggi, tu turmeri, dici sta molta, amori spetto di tutti noi, di Petravana, Lubatta.
What a beautiful song, Monti di Mola, which in fact is the antiquated name for the Costa Smeralda, the Emerald Coast on the northern, northeastern tip of Sardinia. That song was written by Fabrizio De André, fantastic songwriter from Genoa, and this one was actually sung in the dialect of that region, which is a form of the Sardinian language, which in fact is a language distinct from Italian. It's a really beautiful language too. It's one of those things I've always wanted to do, learn to speak Sardinian. Maybe in another lifetime I'll get to do that as well. So many things to do, so little time. So you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot, 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is CITR. We're on our very first ever funding drive, and we're hoping that you're enjoying the music and spoken word and other programming, sports and other broadcasting that's going on here at CITR that has been going on for nearly 25 years. You might know that it's an expensive thing to run a radio station, and especially a non-commercial radio station such as CITR. And we really do need to update some of the technical facilities here, and we're hoping that with the funding drive we'll be able to get some support from yourselves, the listeners of CITR, and your friends, to provide some much-needed updating of editing and production. We do actually provide broadcasting training free of charge for anybody who wants to learn, as long as you become a member of CITR for a very small fee. And the money raised by the donations will help us purchase more computers for digital editing and production, and also help us to revamp the newsroom and Studio B so more people can have access to CITR and to the editing facilities. Now, I did the training here at CITR earlier this year, and I thought it was an amazing opportunity to get started in radio. And I originally just was filling in for Steve Edge on his show, and then I decided I'd like to try a show of my own, and here I am, only a few months into my own show, Give 'Em the Boot, and I'm really enjoying it, and it just goes to show, you know, how easy it is to do, but also, you know, how invaluable the training here at CITR is, and how important it is that we support it. So if you can at all find it within yourselves to give us a call here at CITR, we've got people on the phone line waiting for your call on 604-822-8648, or if you prefer, you can donate by credit card online, or find out more about the funding pledge drive online at citr.ca/donate.php. Okay, so we're going to move on now to another cantautore, singer-songwriter of the Italian folk scene, and also not only a compatriot, of course, but a peer of Fabrizio De André is Francesco De Gregori, who is in fact still alive and is going strong. He had an album out how many years ago? About 10 years ago now, that I bought when I was in Italy, and it was called Bootleg. Very interesting album. The CD is just completely black with absolutely nothing written on it. Of course, a bit of a dig there at the bootleg copies that get bandied around by fans and other less scrupulous people trying to make money with illegal recordings, which is not something that we definitely encourage. This album, Bootleg, however, was actually an album put out by Francesco De Gregori, and I'm going to play a track from it called Il Bandito e il Campione. It's a live recording, and he really gets into it. He explains a little bit at the beginning about the song, and it's the song of two friends who cycle, who are cyclists, and the competition between the two of them. And in fact, the name in English would be The Bandit and The Champion. Francesco De Gregori is from Rome, and he's born in 51, so he's a little bit younger than Fabrizio De André, but he did in fact do an album with Fabrizio De André many years back. So we're just keeping in there with the theme of the singer-songwriter. So I hope you enjoy this song, Il Bandito e il Campione.
La prossima magari qualcuno già la conosce, però comunque è bene due parole di introduzione. Si chiama Il Bandito e il Campione, racconta di un'infanzia, di un'amicizia, di un tradimento e forse di una riappacificazione. Non voglio dire di più, la canzone parla da sé.
Due ragazzi del borgo, cresciuti troppo in fretta, di passione per le biciclette.
di cui nei giorni nostri si è persa la memoria. Una storia raudipendi di prima del motore, quando si correva per rabbia e per amore, ma fra rabbia e amore il distacco già cresce, e chi sarà il campione già si capisce. Fagli girar vengo, vai grande campione, nessuno ti segue su quel stradone. Fagli girar vengo, si vede più sante, è dietro quella curva che è sempre più distante. E dietro alla curva del tempo che vola, c'è sempre in bicicletta e in mano a una pistola. Se di notte è inseguito, spara e c'entra ogni fanale. Sante un bandito ha una mira eccezionale, e lo sanno le banche, e lo sa la questura. Sante il bandito mette proprio paura, e non servono le taglie, non basta il coraggio. Sante il bandito ha troppo vantaggio. Quantica miseria, un torto subito, a fare il ragazzo un feroce bandito. Ma il proprio destino nessuno gli sfugge, cercavi giustizia ma trovasti la legge. Farà cadere e ti fece cadere la tua grande passione di aspettare l'arrivo dell'amico campione. Quel traguardo volante, trito in mare, brillavano al sole come due biciclette. Santa Pollastri, il tuo giro è finito e già si racconta che qualcuno ha tradito. Girardengo, vai grande campione, nessuno ti segue su quello stradone. Vai girardengo, si viene più sante, è sempre più lontano, è sempre più distante, è sempre più lontano, sempre più distante.
Francesco De Gregori, grande cantautore romano, quella canzone lì dal vivo, dal suo disco Bootleg del 1994. E come dicevo prima, Francesco De Gregori era, come Fabrizio De André, è un cantautore molto famoso in Italia e hanno infatti inciso un disco insieme tanti anni fa. E lui continua comunque a far uscire dischi, è incredibile quanti dischi ha fatto. Uno dei miei preferiti era degli anni 70, credo che sia 74, che si chiama Rimmel, che mi piace tantissimo. Mi ricordo un mio amico italiano me l'ha dato. Ce l'avevo su audiocassetta, credo, ma quando sono venuta qui in Canada l'ho lasciata in Australia, purtroppo, e non ce l'ho più. Quindi sto sperando che un mio amico me lo mandi. Grazie Antonio. Ok, allora state ascoltando Give 'em the Boot, questo è CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, siamo alle ore 2:05, io di solito faccio il mio programma dall'1 alle 2, oggi probabilmente farò un'altra mezz'oretta se la mia voce mi rimane, perché purtroppo sto un po' male, ho una tosse terribile, però voi non dovete sapere questo. Comunque, allora, se voi se vi piace la musica che io sto suonando ogni settimana dall'1 alle 2 qui, e se ascoltate comunque CITA durante altri periodi della settimana, forse volete dare un po' un aiuto, una mano alla nostra stazione, quindi potete donare un po' di soldi. E poi ci sono tantissime cose belle che vi diamo a te, vi diamo dei t-shirt, dei CD, altre cose molto interessanti, quindi per solamente $25 potete ricevere un CD a scelta vostra e anche un Friends Card, una carta praticamente che si può usare in 18 negozi nella Lower Mainland, che ti danno sconti. È una cosa molto, molto bella, ce l'ho anch'io. E quindi se volete chiamare il numero, che sarebbe 604-822-8648, oppure potete andare online sul web www.citr.ca/donate.php. Allora, andiamo da Francesco De Gregori ad un po' di musica nuova, un disco che ho ricevuto ultimamente che si chiama Starimost, di un gruppo piccola banda icona, che praticamente questo gruppo è l'idea di Stefano Saletti, fondatore del gruppo folk Novaglia da Rieti. Lui scrive che in questo CD ha cercato un linguaggio musicale e lirico che unisse tanti popoli diversi che si affacciano sullo stesso mare. Cita Predrag Matvejevic, lo scrittore croato che ha ispirato molte parti del lavoro del CD. Nel CD ci sono tantissimi pezzi molto interessanti, ci sono anche tanti strumenti strani magari per le orecchie di tanti di noi. Ci sono il bouzouki greco, l'oud arabo, la darbuka, insieme a strumenti della tradizione occidentale. C'è anche il siciliano, l'ebraico, il serbo croato, l'arabo, il francese, il lingala, portato in Europa dai tanti immigrati dall'Africa profonda, e c'è il greco antico, che poi è stato usato ultimamente in un lavoro che Stefano ha fatto con Renato Giordano per la colonna sonora Vespe, le Vespe di Aristofane. E Stefano Saletti ha un suo sito internet che è stefanosaletti.it, e lì potete leggere tutte le informazioni molto interessanti sulla sua banda, piccola banda icona, e anche sul disco. Quindi questo disco Starimost parla dei problemi dell'ex Jugoslavia e soprattutto di questo ponte tra l'est e l'ovest che c'era in questo posto qui dell'ex Jugoslavia. Il brano che vorrei suonare è Tagama, piccola banda icona con Stefano Saletti. That was Tagama from Piccola Banda Icona, which is the brainchild of Stefano Saletti. It's an album I got recently from Italy. Fantastic musicians on this album. The group, in fact, is just a brand new idea of Stefanos, who is the founder and leader of another folk group from Italy called Novaglia. And this newly formed group brings together pretty much most of the most important musicians of Italian world music, including Mario Rivera from Agricantos, Barbara Eramo and Ramia from Nuclearte, Leo Cesari from Cles Roim, and also Gabriele Cohen from that group, Carlo Cossu, who plays with Nando Citarella and Acusti Mantico, and also Anadi Agi Mishra. So there's a bunch of really great world musicians from Italy on this album. And if you're interested, I'd suggest checking out the website, stefanosaletti.it. And you can see pictures of them playing live. And there's English, not 100% translated completely, you know, understandably, but the English is pretty good, and the Italian is there too, if you speak Italian. And Tagama is from the album Stari Most, and it's also been included on another compilation, Buddha Volume 8, which is a very prestigious compilation by the French label George V. And on it's also going to be on the Buddha 10-year album, well, actually just released in October. So it's a really great album, and I know that Steve Edge is a big fan of that album, and Steve, I will lend you that CD so that you can play some on Saturday Edge on Folk. Okay, you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. It's 2:05, and I'm normally finished now, but because I've got a little half an hour slot here, I figure I might just stick in here, because I wasn't here last week being a little sick. Bear with me while I cough and splutter a little bit behind the you know, my voice is a little husky. I know it sounds very seductive. Hopefully that will go away soon. Well, maybe not the seductive part, but the husky voice, sore throat thing. Anyway, listening to Give 'Em the Boot. And if you're interested in donating some money to the CITR Pledge Drive, we would be very grateful, and you know, be great for you as well, because you get to support great local station and you get lots of great incentives to do so. You might have heard previously that by donating as little as $25, you get a friend's card and one CD. And if you donate as much as $250, you get two friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR t-shirts, two limited edition shirts, and one CITR hoodie. Now, I don't know where else in town you're going to be able to get a deal like that. So there's everything from $25 to $250, everything in between. If you're interested in finding out some more info, feel free to go to our website, citr.ca. If you'd like to donate, then just go to citr.ca/donate.php. You can pay by credit card online. That's very easy to do. Or if you prefer to do it the old-fashioned way, we do have some very lovely phone people who would love to answer your call. If you would like to call 604-822-8648 or 822-1242. So if you'd like to, you know, make a difference to CITR, try and help us to keep going on for another 25 years, because in fact, you know, with very limited resources and funding, CITR has managed to offer an incredible array of music and other programming, you know, with the resources at hand. But there's a lot of stuff that needs to be updated. You know, CITR has been on air for almost 25 years. Not being a commercial station, we don't get the funding from advertising that many other stations do. We also air music and programs that you wouldn't hear anyone else doing in Greater Vancouver. It's also, you know, it's a great place for students from UBC and other students as well, and also amateurs or anyone who wants to express themselves through the radio. They can come up to CITR. They can get free training to broadcast. And, you know, I mean, where else can you do that, really? And it's a great service, and I hope that you guys agree that is the case and you'll be able to help us out here. I know that there's lots of other radio stations around, but CITR, I think, is something special, and I'm glad to be part of the CITR team. All right, let's go on to a little new music by Riccardo Tesi. Riccardo Tesi is a melodeon player from Northern Italy. He was one of Filippo Gambetta's teachers. Filippo Gambetta, of course, is the young melodeon player whose track La Lumaca Equilibrista, is played on Give Him the Boot every week. It's my title track to the show. And Riccardo Tesi has a brand new album out called Crinali, and it's an album he made in conjunction with Claudio Carboni and other musicians. And this track is called Tre Marinai. La bellissima voce di Ginevra Di Marco. Quella lì è una ballata, si chiama Tre Marinai, una ballata diffusa nell'Italia centro-settentrionale. Il tema musicale e lo schema narrativo sono diventati la trama per successivi rifacimenti da parte delle mondine e dei partigiani. Riccardo Tesi suona l'organetto, Claudio Carboni sax soprano e Ginevra Di Marco voce. C'è anche clarinetto, chitarra, pianoforte, basso, vibrafono e percussioni. Quella lì, la musica fatta di Claudio Carboni, Riccardo Tesi, Stefano Mellone e il testo è tradizionale. Viene da un disco nuovo di Claudio Carboni e Riccardo Tesi che si chiama Crinali, pubblicata da Felmay quest'anno proprio. È una bellissima canzone, è un disco favoloso, secondo me uno dei più belli che ho sentito quest'anno. Allora vorrei poi tornare invece a Piccola Banda Icona, questo gruppo di Stefano Saletti, dal disco Starry Most, un'altra canzone che si chiama Vassa Miskin. Come tante canzoni su questo disco sono cantate in altre lingue. Vassa Miskin è una canzone molto, molto carina. C'è la voce di Elvira Impagnatiello. A Sarajevo, in Vassa Miskin, il 27 maggio 1994 e al mercato il 5 febbraio del 92 si consumarono due stragi atroci, tra le vittime molti bambini. Quindi questa canzone viene da quel posto lì.
CITR podcast update. Number two.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
There you go. Please be kind to robots. That's important. Please be kind to CITR as well, and phone in and pledge your donation. This is our first ever funding drive. We're going to be doing it for a couple of weeks, trying to raise money towards equipment and broadcast facilities for CITR Radio. You, the listener, can help us by donating anything from $25 or more. We have a bunch of great incentives, including CDs, friends cards, CITR t-shirts and hoodies, and also that warm, fuzzy feeling that you'll get from supporting your local radio station. One of the other reasons CITR needs some more money, there's some equipment that needs to be purchased for the sports remote broadcasting. And, I mean, CITR does amazing CITR sports coverage, and we have the most comprehensive varsity and high school sports coverage of any campus station, and have been supporting and promoting UBC athletics and athletes in the Lower Mainland for almost 25 years. So we need some, to update some of that remote broadcasting equipment, and it is very expensive. If you feel like that's something that you're involved in and you'd like to support, then feel free. Give us a call, 604-822-8648, or visit citr.ca/donate.php. So coming to a close here, this is an extended version of Give 'Em the Boot, the show about Italian folk music, hosted by myself, Linda Bull, every Tuesday, usually from 1 till 2. But today I'm going till 2:30 because I was sick last week, and because I can. And Bryce said that I could. Thanks, Bryce. All right. Well, I hope you're enjoying it. I've got some more Riccardo Tesi coming up from his previous album, Thapsos. Oh, not his previous album, but a previous album. And this track is called Scirocco. All right. Riccardo Tesi from his album Thapsos from the 2000. That was Scirocco. I love that mix that he has of Middle Eastern and Western Mediterranean sounds. And if you're interested, check out his website, ricardotesi.com. Okay, you're listening to Give Him the Boot. I'm just about to leave for the day. I'm going to play another track, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the CITR funding drive, which is a super important thing happening right now here at CITR. You may know that CITR has a lot of technical equipment, and you might think that that stuff just, you know, goes on forever and never breaks down. Well, it's not true. Sometimes, you know, we need to replace CD players and we need to get new headphones, and particularly something I think that's a really important aspect is, you know, to keep the free broadcasting training going, which is a really great aspect of CITR. I think it's something that a lot of people don't realize, that I myself got trained that way, and everyone who does DJ work here on CITR can come up, and you don't need to be a UBC student, and you don't need to be anyone in particular. You can just be an amateur, someone who's interested in music, or a music lover yourself, and you just want to find out more about how radio works, then come up to CITR, sign yourself up. In order to do that, though, we need to keep the money coming in, and unfortunately, you know, the way that costs are escalating, we can't constantly keep up with all of these extra things that we need to buy or we need to update. So your donation as a listener is really important to us. And if you'd like to feel warm and fuzzy, donate some money to us and get some great gifts in return, including CITR Friends cards, which you can use in up to, I think, about 18 places over the Lower Mainland, including record stores and cafes and clothes shops. And you can also get free CDs and CITR merchandise like shirts and bags and hoodies, which is, I think, a pretty good deal. So please give us a call, 604-822-8648, or if that line is busy, 822-1242. Or if you prefer to do things on the internet, you can pay by credit card online, citr.ca/donate.php. So I'm going to leave you here. It's Linda Bull, CITR 101.9 FM, with the show Give 'Em the Boot, finishing today half an hour later than usual, just so you don't get confused. I'm going to play a track by Novalia from a few years ago, from a Putumayo World Music CD, A Mediterranean Odyssey. Novalia is the group that Stefano Soletti from Piccola Banda Icona, which I played before. That's the group that he was in previously. And this track is called Ebla. I'm hoping to be even in better shape than I am this week. Next week, I'll see you then. And we're going to have Reel to Reel coming up in just a few minutes. All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Cerca de dormir, pasa lento, no te resvegliar. Sogna, sogna, silencioso, en su notte, tempo, de mare via. Solo un instante, portame lontano. Fuori, fuori, vola nel mare, torna pieno delle cose se. Guarda te, guarda la vita nell'occhio fino a quando non te sveglierai. Solo un istante, portami lontano. Pensami a me, che stai io solo allora. Pensami a me, che mo senza parlare. Pensami a me, che lo pensiero se ne ha. Pensami a me, che sei io solo allora. Pensami a me, che mo senza parlare. Pensami a me, che lo pensiero se ne ha.
non mi abbandonare, gira lento, non mi riguardare. Cerca e cerca la strada che mi porta, giorno e notte sa da ritrovare. Solo un istante, stammi a me vicino, pensami a me, che stai a solo allora. Pensami a me, che mo senza parlare. Pensami a me, e lui pensiero se ne ha.